Comment on such a masterpiece is superfluous. It may be only once or twice in an artist's life that he reaches the heights of lyrical expression that we find in such a song as My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose. But love has many aspects, from high passion to low comedy. And love in its many guises was I. Bunz's chiefest inspiration. As a poet, his debt to the lassies was a big one. A debt, they will tell you, he amply repaid time and again. He never forgot a lass, and we must not forget them tonight. All of us, I trust, have our memories of the bewitching creatures. Yeah. I call upon Charles McCorry to propose the toast of the lassies.
Mr. Chairman, my lord, cronies, it has been said that there are three kinds of women you should never trust. Blonde woman, brunette woman, and all other women. I like to think there is one kind of woman, however, of whom this is not true, and I refer to female woman. I should first like to remark a fact that has not been sufficiently commented upon, and perhaps it will help the tourist trade. As well as having the bonniest lasses, Scotland is the finest country for courting them in.
Yeah, yeah.
For when the sun shines, which it frequently does, there is the heather and the bracken for lying in. And when it rains, as it has been known on occasion to do, there is the perfect excuse for sheltering under a tree. Lassie is, of course, a Scottish term, but I would never agree that Burns would have limited this toast to the Scottish representatives of the world's womanhood. Yet it is well that a man should confine himself, in these matters, to his own experience. Like Burns, I have no first-hand knowledge of English girls, Irish colleens, or... Well, I can't carry this on because I don't know what they call girls in Wales. And again, like Burns, this is not due to any lack of interest on my part, but simply that I, too, am a poor man and I have no ready means of transportation. Of course, the women have seen a few changes overcome them since Burns's day. Then, it was a better bargain for a farmer to acquire a strong wife than to buy a horse. Now, there is little to choose between women and men. We hear of equal pay for equal work and so on. Still, there are differences, and I'm sure we're all glad for them. Let me speak now of what I know, and let me speak proudly. But I shall speak without telling. If Hillary had his Everest and Fuchs his Antarctic crossing, then I had Jean for a walk near Ballater, at the time of the year when the broom blooms. And I would like you to take note, Mr. Chairman, that at this stage in a Burns supper, I can still say broom blooms.
Good for you.
By the banks of Dee. And there was Morag. She had black hair and grey eyes, and that was up in South Uist when the sea trout were running. But it was a brief affair. As well as black hair and grey eyes, she had two big brothers. And her father was reckoned to be the best shot in the island. Well, I think there's worse things to emulate than a running sea trout. There was one in Durer of Appin. And two in Dunfermline. Now, that was a mistake. For the place isn't big enough to court two girls in, and... Anyway, it so happened that I found out too late that they were cousins. And there was Jessie. That was down in the Stewartry of Kirkcudbright. and Margaret at Buxburn, up by Aberdeen. And a wheen of lassies in Edinburgh, and a fair puckle in Glasgow. This may sound like bragging, but looking at me, you will be driven to one of two conclusions. Either the lassies had good taste, or they had uncommonly kind hearts. And these are no defects in any woman. With pleasure then, Mr. Chairman, my lord, and cronies, I would ask you to be upstanding and salute the lassies.
The lassies.
The lassies.
Good health.